Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Millie Youngquist of the Community Foundation of Washington County, speaking about end-of-the-year giving and how endowments help the local community. And for those organizations who have endowments through the Community Foundation, how do they receive the funds? Do they get that annually?
They get that annually in the form of a check. And there are no strings attached. They may use it for any purpose. Sometimes the person who started the fund gives a stipulation, like several of our scholarships are for music students. So it goes to a person who is going to be going into the field of music. So sometimes the donor can stipulate what they would like the funds used for, or they can say, we're going to give it for HACAP. And all of those funds go to HACAP. They decide what to do with it.
And we're kind of in crunch time now. If somebody wants to give before the end of the year, how do they contact the foundation to get the ball rolling?
The best way is to contact me directly, and I can help them with that. And my email is CFWC, that stands for Community Foundation Washington County, .my, my initials, @gmail.com. Or calling me at my home phone, 653-4673, and I can help you with that donation.
And we'll be sure to put your email address on our website
All right.
People can find it there.
That's great.
And with this community foundation, if somebody is thinking ahead for 2017 mm-hmm. and they're thinking there's a project or an organization they really want to help even after they're gone, how do they go about setting up an endowment for a specific thing?
It is not a complicated thing. The best thing would be to contact me and also be in conversation with the organization you would like to help, find out what their needs are. So it is not a difficult process. If you have an IRA, if you're a person of 70 and a half or older, there is a required minimum distribution that starts at that time. And sometimes a person who is at that stage, they don't really need the money, and it would throw you into a higher tax bracket. Well, you can make a charitable gift of those distributions, avoid taxes, get a tax deduction, and receive the Endow Iowa tax credit.
So it's a way to help your community while helping yourself in a way.
That's right. That's right. And the gift, the beauty of an endowment is that it is in perpetuity. In other words, it doesn't get spent and go away after a few years. It's there continuing to grow and benefit the community.
That's been today's Washington Page with Millie Youngquist of the Community Foundation of Washington County, speaking about endowments and end-of-the-year giving. This is part two of a two-part interview. To hear the first part of our conversation, visit kciiradio.com. You can also find Youngquist's contact information there. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.